Greetings from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It's nearing Mother's Day, and of course, that's a big event here at the North Pole. Here to discuss that and other developments at the North Pole is my radio partner and Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's the North Pole tradition of Mother's Day?
Well, Santa goes all out for Mother's Day, Frank, as you well know. For elves, he gets us all together the week before Mother's Day, and he reminds us to do something for the moms in our lives, and then he tells us what he's going to do for Mrs. Claus.
I'm curious about that, Crash. I mean, obviously, Santa's mom is no longer around, so why does Santa make a big deal about Mrs. Claus?
Well, she's the mother of his children, Frank. I don't think it's any secret that Mr. and Mrs. Claus have children, although they're all grown up now with children of their own. Santa likes to give Mrs. Claus attention and appreciation, and, well, Mother's Day is just a neat time to do that. Santa always knows there are many people out there who are mother figures for others, especially those who are motherless or far away from their homes and families, and, well, Mrs. Claus is kind of a mother figure for people at the North Pole like that. I'm one of those people, Frank. I lost my parents many years ago, and Mrs. Claus has always stepped into that role for me.
So are you doing anything for Mrs. Claus, then?
I am, but I won't say a word about it on the radio, Frank. I want it to be a surprise and, well, just something between Mrs. Claus and me. She's a spectacular lady, Frank, and I just think the world of her.
As do we all, Crash. What else is on the minds of folks at the North Pole this week?
Well, I think we're in the middle of a seasonal shift, so to speak. The weather is persisting with a lot of snow still at the North Pole right now, but the days are starting to get a lot longer, and it's a wet, heavy snow. Folks are starting to think vacation. At least that's how they do it here at the North Pole. You get that spring snow in, and it's sloppy everywhere, and everybody thinks about leaving. And I think all of that means just one thing, Frank.
What's that?
Well, I think Santa's going to end Toyvember here sometime in the next few weeks. I think we're going to get into Christmas in July gear here before too long, and that means some elves need to get going on vacation, including me.
I think you're right. In fact, next week you and I will be talking elf vacations in depth on our next episode of the North Pole podcast. But spring, though late to the North Pole, is bound to give way to the heat of summer in many parts of the world, and that means some changes are ahead for the North Pole. Thanks for the update, Crash, and we'll see you soon on the podcast. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.